And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child.
Thanks very much, Samuel. So we've got a few pictures to try and illustrate the talk today. So we can maybe have the first one up just now, Kieran. This is the title of the short talk. It's called "Don't Be Frightened," and of course that comes from what the angels said to the shepherds. Next picture. Well, it doesn't really happen here, but it happened there. I mean, if you go into the fields tonight, you'll see plenty of sheep, but you won't find anybody looking after them. But that did happen back in the day, and it happened because there were mountain lions, there were bears, there were wolves, there were bandits. And so these shepherds had to look after, they had to protect their sheep. They were tough guys, all right? They were prepared, they were ready for anything that was going to happen. And these shepherds didn't get very easily frightened. They didn't scare very easily, but they got scared this night. They were very, in fact, it says that they were terrified when this angel appeared to them. Now, angels are impressive. There are actually different kinds of angels. You know, there's one type that's called the cherubim. You know, they've just got the two wings. Those of you who know your Old Testament and remember the Ark of the Covenant, the cherubim were on top of that. There are other angels that have six wings. They're called seraphim. And with two of their wings, they cover the faces. With two, they cover the feet. And with the other two, they fly. And they cry out about the holiness of God. And they feel that God is so great that they have to do that. And there are different ranks of angels, some more important than the others. There's one who's called Michael, and he's called an archangel. You know, he is in command of the armies of heaven. And angels are messengers. That's really what the word angel actually means. They serve God, they worship God, but they also serve those who will be the heirs of salvation. That's Hebrews chapter 1. And so an angel was sent to Mary and Zechariah, and the angel appears to the shepherds. They're very powerful. There's a story in the Bible that tells us of how one angel defeated an entire army. It was so strong and it was so powerful. And of course, people are frightened when they see angels, even tough shepherds. But despite them being very important, they're not nearly as important as God himself. They're inferior to God. In fact, Jesus made the angels. In Colossians chapter 1, it says all these different types of ranks of angels, powers, dominions, thrones, authorities, everything was made by Jesus, including these. Angels are never to be worshipped. They bow before the throne of God and they cry out that God is holy. Now, if you were frightened to see an angel, just think how you would feel if you actually were to see God himself, who is the King of angels, who is the Lord of hosts, all the hosts, the armies of heaven. In fact, nobody can actually look upon God and survive and live. Even the angels show a degree of fear before God. And that's why what the angel has to say this night is a great source of amazement, because they could hardly believe the fact that the baby that was to be born was actually the Lord of hosts, the King of angels, God himself. He wasn't just going to become any old human, he was going to become a baby human, so weak it appeared. And yet this was the great God of heaven. And when that was announced, the angels were amazed and the shepherds were frightened. Now, don't be afraid, they said. You know, we're not afraid this morning because we've seen an angel, but there are lots of people in our world who are frightened today, who've got different kinds of anxieties and fears. There are some people who live where there are wars in Syria, and they're frightened because of that. There are some people who live near these bushfires or near where volcanoes are, and they're frightened because of that. Some people live where there's lots of illness and diseases, where mosquitoes bite you and you get malaria, and they're frightened about that. We don't have any of these things, but lots of people have fears. Lots of people are frightened about things. There is actually one thing that all of us should be frightened about, and it is standing before the great God of heaven one day to answer for all the things that we've done in our lives and all the things that we've said that have been wrong. We should actually be afraid of meeting God with our sins never having been forgiven and having to give an explanation. That actually is a frightening thing. We should be afraid of that, but we don't need to be afraid of that. Let's listen to what the angels said, and we'll have the next slide. They said, don't be frightened. Don't be frightened, because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. As we heard, a Savior who would grow up to rescue people from the terrible disaster of sin that affects all of our lives. All the death, all the injustice, all the alienation of people and with God that happens in our lives. He would come to deliver and rescue from that. And that salvation, of course, is expressed in all its fullness at the cross. Let's have the last slide, where the Lord Jesus takes our sin and dies as our substitute, meeting the demand of God's justice and paying the price for sin. Now, angels just didn't appear once during the life of Jesus. There was a time when he was tempted by the devil for 40 days, and angels came and helped him. There was once in the Garden of Gethsemane, when it was a terribly distressing time for Jesus, and an angel came and strengthened him there. And at the resurrection at the tomb, they rolled the stone away. And in heaven just now, there are angels and they're worshiping the Lord Jesus for what he's done. But there was one time, when there were no angels at all, absolutely absent, absolutely silent, and it was here. In fact, just before Jesus was arrested, when a big crowd came to take him away, one of his disciples whipped out his sword and cut off one of the guy's ears. And Jesus said, "Put that back. Don't you know that I could call at this moment on 12 legions of angels?" Now, you know how much a legion is? A Roman legion had anything between 3,000 and 6,000 men. Right? Remember I told you one angel could defeat an entire army? He said, at this moment, they're ready. They're just waiting for the signal. They're just waiting for me to give the nod. They're standing on the ramparts of heaven, waiting to come down and rescue me. More than 12 legions. Okay, so potentially 72,000 angels, all right, to come and rescue Christ. Did he give the signal? Did he give the nod? He did not. And none of them came. And no angel was present. And Jesus walked by himself. No angel, nobody else. He went to die upon the cross because that is what was needed for us to have a Savior and for our sins to be dealt with. He could do that. You know what's happening in heaven today, by the way? The angels, they worship the Lord Jesus, who's now alive, but the angels do something else. Every time there is a person, whether it's a boy or a girl or an adult, every time somebody comes home to God in repentance, the angels sing. The angels rejoice. Jesus said that when he told the story about the prodigal son. You know, the son that had wasted everything. And then he came back. He says, you know, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of heaven over sinners that repent. You know, that could happen today in heaven, right now. The angels could be doing that if people like us came home to God. We should be more afraid than we are when we think about it. But we don't need to be afraid because there's a Savior that has been born. And like the shepherds, I think all of us personally for ourselves should go and see again the wonder of the Christmas message. There's no time like now to do that. Now, shall we pray? Lord, thank you for the wonderful message of Christmas. Thank you for what the angels came to announce about a Savior and how they were full of amazement and how, although these men were so frightened, they didn't need to be afraid because of the good news that this message gave. And so for us today, Lord, as we've thought again and sang and seen and tried to worship you, may our hearts truly be touched with our need of a Savior too, that there might be rejoicing among the angels of heaven over people from this earth who profess the Lord Jesus as their own Savior and Lord. So, Lord, we commit ourselves to you. We thank you for all your goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.